time folds into space like a thread wound round into a skein. The one at a time folds into and becomes the all at once, as differences become co-present. Listen to the notes of melody wind round themselves to become harmony as the piano's sustaining pedal is pushed down. That's the sound of time becoming space. On chance. Randomness repeated. Does not seem like chance. One of my recurrent themes is a difference I see between mere mechanical randomness, say, like a computer so easily generates, and chance. Chance I see as something far more mysterious, both in terms of its nature and its source. An event may seem like chance only because its matrix of causes lies outside the field of our vision or comprehension, or it may at other times appear as an almost divinely inspired confluence of hitherto separate ribbons of fate, say, as when two strangers unexpectedly encounter each other on a path and instantly feel bonded by some kind of deep sympathetic resonance. I in no way think that such a view must retreat into a vulgar dreamlike romantic subjectivity. On the contrary, such an open view of chance appears to me almost unavoidable as we by hard, cool thinking reach the end of the road of logic and reason, and enter into the pathless land of the unknown. This is where art and science, I feel, may possibly join hands and walk together for a while, for who would deny that what we do not understand of reality is a vastly greater realm than that little domain we with some degree of certainty can say we truly know or understand? And who would deny that image and metaphor are not just as necessary items of our intellectual equipage as are mathematics and formal models when it comes to exploring new and still uncharted terrain? So, in this spirit, here is a little flutter of a piece which turns around this idea of chance and what I call the butterfly way.
A toss of the coin. A fork in the trail appears, with two wooden signs, each pointing in opposite directions, each of equal appeal. Which way shall I follow? I could stop to study my map, or wait a while to ask a fellow passerby. Or I could leave it to the gods of chance and toss a coin, heads to the left, tails to the right, always willing to bet on good fortune. I give my last lucky nickel a stout thumb flick up into the clear morning air, and watch it spin as if outside of time, in slow motion, before my disbelieving eyes. It morphs into a little blue set of wings. What to do? Why, of course, follow the butterfly way.